relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
Just moments ago in the Oval Office with his cabinet members and Mitch McConnell, the president has signed the $2 trillion coronavirus, Chinese Wuhan virus aid package. Here is the president from just a few moments ago.
This legislation provides for direct payments to individuals and unprecedented support to small businesses. We're going to keep our small businesses strong and our big businesses strong, and that's keeping our country strong and our jobs strong. This historic bill includes the following: $300 billion in direct cash payments will be available to every American citizen earning less than $99,000 per year. $3,400 for a typical family of four. So family of four, $3,400. And then $350 billion in job retention loans for small businesses with loan forgiveness available for businesses that continue paying their workers. The workers get paid. Approximately $250 billion in expanded unemployment benefits. The average worker who has lost his or her job will receive 100% of their salary for up to four full months. So things like this have never happened in our country. $500 billion in support for hard-hit industries with a ban on corporate stock buybacks. We don't let them buy back the stock. We don't let that happen. And tough limits on executive compensation. Over $100 billion to support our heroic doctors, nurses, and hospitals. And you see what's happening. And I want to thank, while we're here, also the incredible job that's done by the Army Corps of Engineers and by FEMA. It's been incredible. They did four hospitals in 2 days or 3 days in New York, and they're like incredible structures. What a job they've been doing, and they're doing them all over the country.
This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. I am your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump, and that was the president just a few moments ago. That follows on the heels of some very, very, very reassuring information. You heard we played the audio cut from Dr. Birx from yesterday's White House coronavirus response team briefing, where she said the model, the prior model that had been so influential globally from Imperial College London, that predicted 500,000 deaths in the UK alone, has been retracted. Its author has said maybe we'll see 20,000 dead in the UK, which means he exaggerated the deadliness of the coronavirus by 25 times. It's time to get a grip on the facts. And the president last night was on Fox, where he talked about the death rates are likely far less than we expected. This is the audio cut from the president yesterday on Fox News, cut 7.
One thing that I can say that's really good, the mortality rate is much, much better in our way than people were thinking at the beginning, because you were hearing 3%, 4%, 5%. But there are thousands and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, millions, where they have it and they don't go to a doctor because it's not that bad. They have a cold, they have the sniffles. In some cases, they have nothing. They have it, but they literally don't have anything. But I think that's a big positive, because when this started, people were talking about 3%, 4%, and 5%. Now they're seeing that And it's through the testing, but they're seeing that it looks like it's substantially below. I think it's substantially below 1%. Because the people don't report. The only people that report are the people that are really feeling sick. And those are the ones that, unfortunately, sometimes don't make it.
90% of those who are tested do not have the Chinese coronavirus. So if you put those two things together, the aid package has been signed, and also the models that have predicted dire, dire death rates seem to be collapsing, and things are looking much, much better. Now, that's the good news. What's the bad news? The bad news, and it's why we exist. It's why America First is here, and why every day we're here to help you, is the left hasn't given up. The left's ideology still holds them hostage. As an example, this is from today's debate on the floor of Congress from one of the faces of the Democrat Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Instead of celebrating the nation finally coming together after 5 days of delay, thanks to Nancy Pelosi trying to stuff Planned Parenthood funding and funding for the Kennedy Center into her version of the bill, instead of celebrating that we can start to help save American businesses and support those who have lost their jobs, this is the rant that AOC went on. Cut to.
Hospital workers do not have protective equipment. We don't have the necessary ventilators. And what did the Senate majority fight for? One of the largest corporate bailouts with as few strings as possible in American history. Shameful. The greed of that fight is wrong for crumbs, for our families. And the option that we have is to either let them suffer with nothing or to allow this greed and billions of dollars, which will be leveraged into trillions of dollars, to contribute to the largest income inequality gap in our future. There should be shame about what was fought for in this bill.
Did you hear the key phrase in that rant? The income inequality gap. That's a socialist phrase. That's an ideological marker. What does she care about? She doesn't care about saving lives. She doesn't care about getting the stuff our first responders need to them. She wants the government to decide how much you earn and that we should all fester in squalor together. Because remember, she's a proud socialist. She was a member of the Democratic Socialists when she ran for office. Nothing's changed, my friends. 1,000 people dead in America. Nothing's changed. The left are still radicals. The left are still only utterly driven by their ideology. And this is the enormity of the situation. This is the biggest health challenge and economic challenge that we have together faced in the modern era. This isn't the Nazi invasion of Europe. This isn't the Soviet Union trying to export its dictatorship across the planet. This is communist China being the source of a virus that has affected more than 150 nations in the space of just a few weeks. This is a virus that is novel in its characteristics. But that doesn't matter to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That doesn't matter to the Democrats. The idea that they decided to try and stuff their aid package with things like the federalization of elections across America. The idea that ballot harvesting, which clearly was used to steal elections in California, would now be legal in all 50 states because they smuggled it in to the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus aid package bill. That's who these people are. There is nothing, nothing that is sacred to them except winning. Winning at a cost that would see the destruction of the founding principles upon which our republic was established. It sounds very simple, but it's just a statement of fact. They believe, and I mean everyone, from Nancy to Chuck to the four horsewomen of the Democrat apocalypse, including AOC, that their ends, not ours, only theirs, their radicalized left-wing extremist ends justify the means. There is no mean, there is no method that cannot be deployed. Why? Because their goal of social justice, of making income inequality a thing of the past, means they can do whatever they like. When will income inequality disappear? When the government gets to decide how much you earn. When you don't work for yourself, when you don't work for a private business, but when the state determines how much you earn. And that's only happened one place before, and it's called communism. It degrades the individual. It denudes them of their liberty, of their freedom. But not while we're alive and have breath. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Yes, indeed. And you're with him as well if you're listening to this show. Why are we playing this tune that we played yesterday again? Because it's bloody good, that's why. No, because we have a winner. I said, if you can identify this Bond theme, if you're the first person to write into sebgorka.com, that you will win all three of my books signed. And Jeffrey from Hawaii got it right. Jeffrey, well done. It is, of course, the only instrumental Bond theme from George Lazenby's one-off on Her Majesty's Secret Service. It's really one of the better ones. You may not like Lazenby, but come on. Diana Rigg as his wife? And then Telly Savalas Kojak as Blofeld? And then the toboggan chase. Come on, guys. It's up there. May not be your favorite, but it's up there. Well done, Jeffrey. We're going to go to your calls in a moment. But first things first, a quick thank you as we head into the weekend for all of you who've donated to our Food for the Poor campaign. It's for children in Guatemala who are starving, who don't even have access to clean water. You have helped so many of them. If you haven't done so yet, please just take a moment today. In just a few clicks of the mouse, you can be modern missionaries from the safety of your home and really, really make a difference. It is critical, the role that you play. Listen to Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma.
Every one of those little children who are starving have grandparents who think they're the most beautiful children and the most intelligent children in the world. We have to do something about this situation. We have to do it, not tomorrow, not 2 days later, because life will get in the way and we'll forget. We have to do it now.
It takes just a few moments, and you can literally save lives. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, or call and click on the Feeding the Starving Families banner, or call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Any donation in any amount makes a difference, and it's all tax deductible. Be a modern missionary right now, and please help those children. SebGorka.com. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Last thing before we get to your calls, important announcements, because people have been emailing me. People have been texting me. I can help in the coronavirus. I manufacture this thing. I have a plant that can be repurposed. If you're in a position where you think you can help the federal government or the state government, I have received today the information that you need to sell medical supplies or equipment that you have to the federal government. You can email your offers to covidsupplies@fema.dhs.gov. That's covidsupplies@fema.dhs.gov. If you're a private company that wants to produce a product that's related to COVID, you can email the following address, nbeoc@max.gov. Phonetically, N, November, B, Britain, E, Echo, O, Oscar, C, Charlie, nbeoc@max, like maximum, .gov. And then lastly, if you're a hospital or another company in need of medical supplies, you should first contact your State Department of Health or Emergency Management. Start at the state level. Okay, guys, I need to take some of your calls because you have been waiting so very, 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 very patiently. Let's go to Ken in Arizona. Welcome back, Ken, line two.
Hi, Sebastian. I'm hoping that when we come out the end of this current crisis, it will be a learning experience for America. And I've got three things. President Trump is doing an awesome job, by the way, that'll be addressed. Number one, to get back our defense critical industries. I'll give you an example. 10 years ago, Congressman tried to warn about all the magnet factories being.
Hang on, you're breaking up. Slow down. Ten years ago, what happened?
About 10 years ago, all the magnet factories in America were bought by the Chinese and taken to China, so we can't even make magnets for our own.
Magnets.
Magnets. MAGNETS.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep going.
And number two would be to upgrade the power grid against the Piat attack.
Yeah.
Because if that goes down, I read reports that within a year, 90% of Americans would be dead. And The last one, and probably the biggest one, is our national debt, which we just added $2 trillion to. And it's a virus, but it's a financial virus which sucks the life out of the host, makes it sick, and eventually kills it.
Yeah,
and
this is...
addressing that, no nation in the history of the planet has ever carried a debt load like this and survived.
Yeah, well, look, no nation has been as rich as we are, but it is a serious problem. We've just added 10%. With one bill, we've added 10% to the national debt. But yes, that's, I think, you know, long-term threat number one. But EMP, electromagnetic pulse, is a very serious threat. But there are some good people on Capitol Hill who are working on it. God bless. Thank you, Ken, for that. Let's go to John in Long Beach, line three. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Seb. You do a great job.
Thank you.
I got to tell you this real quick. My son came in last night and said, "Hey, Dad, do you know where Joe Biden was last night? I mean, do you know where Joe Biden was last night?" I said, "No." He goes, "Neither does he." So, but anyway,
I like your son. How old is your son?
He'll be 20 in June.
All right, he gets a book. Stay on the line, John. Yeah. You're going to get a book for your son. What else did you want to share, John?
Okay, this whole thing. I've been in journalism for 41 years, six decades, 79 to now, and about 15% it becomes less and less objective. This thing with Ocasio, I call her Ocrazio, but this thing she said, it's the way the press has become their house organ.
Yeah.
And no matter what Trump does, they're going to say something bad about it, they're going to find something wrong about it. Obama, and this is what I wanted you to keep harping on, is this thing about the swine flu. 12,000 people died in the swine flu. Obama and Biden let it go for a year with a couple thousand people were already dead. When they finally said it's a national emergency, he went and played golf the same day. And the New York Times says, well, he's just doing that to let the people know that everything should calm down and all that. Now, I ask you, what would they have said if Donald Trump went and played golf today? What would they say?
Yeah, no.
They'd say he's fiddling while Rome's burning, all that. The
right.
Press is complicit in this.
No, the press are collaborators. I mean, when the president said the fake news are the enemy of the American people, he nailed it. No, he didn't say the media, he said the fake news, and they are. When you have organs that still have the story up right now that some moron, I'm sorry he's dead, but he's a moron, drank aquarium cleaner because his wife said, it sounds like the thing the president said is the medicine.
And they had said, it wrong. They're trying to make him look like he made that happen.
It's
That's
reprehensible.
It's
and let me be clear. Let me give you the numbers again, John. It's not 12,000. They think it may have been 16,000 Americans that died as a result of the swine flu. 60 million infected. 16,000 dead, and it took President Obama 6 months, not 2 weeks, not a month, 6 months to declare a national emergency, and then he goes golfing. Stay on the line, John, because your son has got a wicked sense of humor, and he deserves a copy of The War for America's Soul. Wow. Next up, we're going to cross the channel and talk to our good buddy from Talk Radio UK, Mike Graham, here on America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Of America First are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
It's always a good time for a bit of British ska. We love madness, especially on a Friday, and it's rather apt. Why? Because we are crossing the pond right now. You know, habits are ingrained at a very early age. As a child, I used to listen to a certain broadcasting company in London. Their late-night host was called Mr. Love, Adrian Love. I found a passion for talk radio back then, and it hasn't changed. And now I have my own show, but I check in regularly with our British counterparts, and my two favorite people are from the same station. It's called Talk Radio. You can follow them at Talk Radio. It's Julia Hartley Brewer, a real champion, warrior princess for founding principles of democracy, and Mike Graham, the man who is ruling YouTube with incredible takedowns of the ruling elite, and he's with us right now. Follow him at it is IROMG, which stands for the Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Twitter. Mike, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, thank you very much indeed. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing fine here. As we were chatting in the break, just like you, I want to go into the studio. I'm in the studio every day. My team comes in. The whole flipping building is empty. It's a ghost town. And you're doing the same thing, right? You broadcast from your studio, correct?
I broadcast from my studio. I get into my Range Rover, parked down by the Thames. I drive into London Bridge. I get out of the car. I walk into the building. I don't see anybody. I don't come into contact with anybody. One of the reasons I do that is because although the public transportation is still working in the city, Sadiq Khan, a man you may know, who's had one or two run-ins with your president, has been such an idiot that what he's done is, right, he's decided it was a great idea to reduce the service on the underground so that all the people who need to travel to go to work are now crammed in like sardines. Instead of letting them breathe, instead of letting them go to work freely without having to touch anybody else, he's put fewer trains out there so more people are likely to catch it.
Incredible. I'm glad to hear you jump into your Range Rover, not into your eco hybrid Prius, whatever
no,
it is.
Sir. I can proudly present it as a diesel as well.
Oh, my gosh. You are a true troublemaker. We're talking to Mike Graham. Give us the update. We've heard all kinds of stories. You've got members of the cabinet. You've got the prime minister who've caught the Chinese coronavirus. What's the latest news?
Yeah, the latest news, early on today, Boris Johnson put out a statement to say that he was indeed, he had tested positive for the coronavirus. He has very, very light symptoms. He's able to work. He apparently got a temperature yesterday, but he still did the press conference that he was due to do. He still went out clapping the NHS, the National Health Service workers, which everybody did last night. And he's continuing to lead the country. So, you know, obviously for him, the coronavirus is not so much of a problem. But then about an hour later, it transpired that the health secretary, Matt Hancock, has also got it. So we fully expect quite a few of the others to get it. The chief medical officer, who's been doing briefings with the Prime Minister, has also got it. And it kind of feeds into what we were being told a while ago, Sebastian, that basically everybody at some point is going to get it in one way, shape or form. But for most people, it's not going to be a massive problem. They're all still working.
Well, we're going to talk about the projections that have led to mass hysteria in some cases and also infected policy decisions over here. We'll get to that in the next segment. But right now, how is all of this? Because Boris, I think, has shown another side of himself, very, very not stern, but very serious in his videos to the nation, addresses to the nation. How are people responding to this news that cabinet members, prime ministers are getting it as well? Is it the good old spirit of the Blitz, or are people giving in to the media's fear-mongering?
Well, I mean, the media, to be honest, even though I'm part of the media, but thankfully not part of what you might call the mainstream media, have been absolutely disgraceful. I mean, there's a woman called Beth Rigby who works for Sky News who asks the most inane questions whenever there is a press conference. She actually puts up a tweet that says, well, surely the government should have been doing more to protect the Prime Minister and the Health Secretary from the coronavirus. And this is the exact same woman who, if they had done something like immerse them in behind cotton wool, she would have been claiming that, you know, why is he being treated differently from everybody else? But basically, everybody feels that Boris is doing a great job. The sensible people are calling him very presidential. He's proving himself to be a fantastic leader. The lefty haters, of course, have all been out in force being really horrible about him, saying things like, well, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, and, you know, we're so glad he's got the disease. I mean, you really can't make it up with some of these people.
Yeah, we see that here as well. It really is quite, quite disgusting. And we have even people like a certain comedian, allegedly, who held up a copy of a severed head that looked like the president, who now wants sympathy because she says she's got the virus. So I guess double standards are exclusively the preserve of the left. We're talking to Mike Graham, for him right now on IROMG on Twitter, and check out the rest of his colleagues at Talk Radio and also his incredible YouTube interviews. Just look for Talk Radio on YouTube. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First across the nation on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the relieffactor.com studios. My friends, let me help you. Let Dr. G give you a hand. If you suffer from any kind of daily pain, whether it's exercise-induced, whether it's just aging, whatever it is, give this incredible product a try. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I started taking Relief Factor 16 months ago. Within 2 weeks, I was pain-free. And again, after my knee surgery just a month ago, I got off those synthetic painkillers as fast as I could and trebled my Relief Factor dose. Why? Because it's natural, it has no negative side effects, and most important of all, it doesn't mask the pain like regular painkillers that affect the pain receptors. It attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. Get your 3-week quick starter pack right now for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, you will find out at the end of 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to be the next success story. Back with Mike Graham of Talk Radio here on America First.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, friends. We're going to get through this. We're going to get out the other side, and we will have that resurrection the president talks of. In the meantime, if you're going stir crazy at home, can I make a suggestion? If you've binge-watched everything you can, how about the new movie from Dennis Prager, my colleague? It's called No Safe Spaces. It's a cataloging of how crazy political correctness has become in media on campuses and what it's going to take to win. He co-hosts it with none other than Adam Carolla, one of the most popular podcasters in the known universe. Of course, they won't let you watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime, so you can get it right now at NoSafeSpaces.com. That's Dennis Prager's new documentary with Adam Carolla. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com. I've seen it. It's fabulous and includes special appearances by Jordan Peterson, Tim Allen, and Ben Shapiro. We are back with our good friend. He is Mike Graham. Follow him on Twitter at IROMG, which stands for the Independent Republic of Mike Graham. He's with Talk Radio, and he has some of the best videos you've seen of the elite withering under his questioning on YouTube. Check out his incredible Talk Radio YouTube videos. Mike, the big news that I've been concentrating on all day here on my show is this incredible presidential coronavirus response team briefing last night from the White House, where we have two professional medical faces for our response, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Dr. Also Ambassador Deborah Birx. And these are very measured medical professionals. And she torched, utterly torched in front of the world's eyes, this alleged virologist, this specialist who wrote a study at Imperial College in London that has influenced your government's decisions, our government's decisions, who said 500,000 Brits are going to die. And he's just said, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe it's more like 20,000, not 500,000, 20,000. Is this so-called retraction? Is this stirring reaction up in the UK as much as it is here?
Well, it absolutely is, because that's quite a margin of error. You know, you can understand somebody getting it wrong by a factor of two, but not a factor of sort of 20.
25, you know, right, a factor of 25.
Are you sure you're a scientist at all? You know, but this is the thing, right? We've got these kind of, I hearken it back to when we left the European Union. You've got these sort of Remainer types who are in the scientific community, who are always telling you how terrible things are going to be. You might remember we were told that when we left the European Union, we'd have no food.
You'd have no food. Yeah, there were actual national voices saying that the UK would starve if you left the EU. It's incredible.
Yeah. I know. These people actually put out words to the world, to the people running our economy, that the ports would all close down, the French wouldn't let us have lorries crossing into the European community. And, of course, even the French port authorities said that's rubbish, absolute and utter rubbish. So this is the same mindset, basically, because I've asked people about this for the last 2 weeks. And I said, how are you possibly projecting that this many people are going to die when the figures clearly show that the numbers of people who recover from this disease are far bigger than those who succumb to it? You know, we've got something like 769 people who have died so far. You know, we've had thousands and thousands of people infected. Now, what that tells you is that people are getting better. You know, I had a doctor today on my show who said to me that he fully expects in about a month's time, we will be through the peak of this, and we might actually be able to see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, let's just reiterate the facts as we have it here, which I'm sure are reflected in the UK, that 90% of people who test for the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus don't have it. And of those who do, 98% fully recover. 98%. Those are the facts. Right. And I'll never forget, Mike, I was coming back from, I think it was a Trump rally somewhere, and I was flying back, and at the airport I bumped into a BBC journalist you probably heard of, and we just started chatting, and he said, oh my gosh, this Brexit thing. This was before, you know, it finally happened. He said, this is going to be a catastrophe for England or the UK. And said, well, what do you mean? Why is it a catastrophe? It's just going to destroy the economy. And I said, based on what? I mean, that's the BBC. The BBC.
Yeah. This is the trouble. I mean, they have this kind of narrative that they continue to trot out. You know, basically, in this country, it's now taking the form of every other country is doing it better than we are, according to the journalists. You know, we had a BBC journalist who runs Question Time, who was giving the government advice on how to actually save lives. I'm like, you're a journalist. You know, you're not a doctor. You're not a virologist. What the hell are you talking about? Sit down, shut up, and listen.
I need to see you on Question Time. Have you been on Question Time, Mike?
They've never allowed me on.
Ooh, I would love to see that. You would torch them.
I'm a, I would literally eat them alive. I had a Labour shadow Labour health secretary on my show the other day. This is the guy who is in opposition, you know, to yes. Matt Hancock and the Tories. And he said, you know, in Germany they're testing far more people, and they're making it much better for the people of Germany. I said, oh really? I said, how many people are they testing? Oh well, I haven't actually got the numbers. I said, so you don't know then. And what are they testing them for? And he just didn't know anything. And I thought to myself, how useless could these people be?
That's a shadow health secretary.
Yep.
That's incredible.
He's the front bench spokesman on health for the Labour Party, and he didn't know what he was talking about.
Wow. In the last minute we have with Mike Graham of the UK's Talk Radio, I have to ask you, somebody born in the UK who spent the first 23 years of my life there, is the old bulldog spirit still unbroken? The spirit that took you, took your parents, your grandparents through World War II, through the Blitz. How are the Brits holding up, Mike?
Yeah, well, you won't be surprised to know that there are certain broadcasters who are not holding up terribly well at all. These are the same broadcasters who were telling us of all the terrible things were going to happen about the European Union and us leaving it. But those of us who have got sense, and those of us who have got a backbone, and those of us who have got pride in the country and in the Union Jack, we're going to be fine.
Fabulous. That's what we hoped to hear, and that's what we expected. He is a buddy of the show. He understands the U.S. He's lived here, and now he has one of the best radio shows on the other side of the pond. Check him out on Twitter at IROMG. That stands for the Independent Republic of Mike Graham. Check out his incredible YouTube interviews and the rest of his colleagues at Talk Radio. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from our studios, because we're not in hiding. We're here every single day with our team, with Shad, with Mr. G, with Eric, and remotely, because that's what he does. John, we are here to give you the truth and to push back on the hysteria, the lies, and the propaganda. Now more than ever, you must be as healthy as possible. Do what I do. Take Dr. Douglas Howard's incredible Balance of Nature. It is literally health in your hand. When I'm taking those 6 capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, I am taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Stuff that I don't even like to eat, like kale, is hidden in there, and I love it. Why? Because it makes me feel healthy. It is good for you. It even boosts your immunity. And if you order it right now using my name, you will get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But in either way, whichever way you do it, you've got to use the secret code, which is G-O-R-K-A. I take it every day. You should too. This is America First. We are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. Every hour is available after we broadcast terrestrially on Instagram TV. And don't forget, we're available as a podcast as well, wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on our website 24/7, the video and the audio, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Do you remember we've had a guest on several times? He's actually hosted the show for me, I think once or twice. Former SEAL, former NYPD, former Air Marshal, a great, great American called Jonathan Gillum. And he created a new podcast. Why? Because he wanted to illustrate to the world why the word expert has become such an empty nonsense word. Well, God bless you, Jonathan Gillum. You should check out that podcast, because what he is doing there every single week is exactly why we saw what recently happened with this Dr. Niall Ferguson at Imperial College. His study, which has influenced the UK, which has influenced our nation's response to the Chinese coronavirus, stated that there would be 500,000 deaths in the UK alone. Utter hysteria. And what has he said now? Oh, maybe it'll be more like 20,000. Now, the math of that is very simple. It's not a mistake by a factor of 1, or 2, or 3, or 5, or 10. His prediction was 25 times what he is saying now. Is Dr. Niall Ferguson going to bear the brunt of those who have suffered as a result of governmental decisions? I wonder, does he bear any legal culpability? In the meantime, I have in front of me a postcard that hopefully all of you have received, maybe not. It's from the president, I guess, or the White House, or CDC. I just picked it up an hour ago. President Trump's coronavirus guidelines for America. On the back, now more than ever, we just have, what, three days left? 3 days left out of the 15. Let's remember what the president has asked us to do. Listen and follow the directions of state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Contact your medical provider. If you're an older person or have serious underlying health conditions, stay home and away from other people. If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Work or study from home wherever possible. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants. Use up pickup or delivery options. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless you are providing critical assistance, and always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching only any frequently used item or surface, and avoid touching your face. These are the guidelines the president has given us. Let's stick to them. And let's close with his words, as we do every Friday.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.